This is Twit.
Gitcoin is incentivization mechanics for open source software. And what that means is that you can attach a bounty, an Ethereum-based bounty, for any GitHub issue or GitHub pull request. And that'll get paid out when the pull request is merged and the project has been completed. So we do some of the plumbing and mechanics around payouts. But by and large, the project is a community, and it's a way for people who are interested in blockchain to get introduced to some of the best projects in the Ethereum blockchain space.
And how did you get the idea to start this?
I think that I've been a software engineer for 10 or 15 years, and I believe that open source software has powered my career and the careers of almost everyone in my generation of programmers. I've been building things with Python and Postgres and Apache and most recently Nginx in my career as a web developer for as long as I can remember. For the last 10 years, I've been sort of a startup engineering leader in the Boulder startup space. And I think that there's this curious dynamic with open source software where it creates tens of billions of dollars a year in economic value and in multi-billion dollar companies. But there's this huge economic output that comes from open source software, but the expected value of open source software is free in the consumer's eyes, because you can just clone any repo and you can and then there's this in-between data point where software engineers can make between $30 an hour and $150 an hour, depending on their experience level and their location and the niche that they're in. And so you see that the economic price points for software are just kind of all over the map. And so the idea of Gitcoin came to me because I would really love to see a future in which open source software can be maintained without corporate sponsorship and without the overhead of the Red Hat Foundation or the Linux Foundation. The administrative heft of those companies, I think, works because of the scale. And I would love to use blockchain, which we can get into that whole rabbit hole, hopefully in a few minutes here, mm-hmm. in order to unbundle the business models of corporate sponsorship of open source software.
And why Ethereum and not Bitcoin?
Oh, man. This is where I might start some tribal wars among your audience, because I think that cryptocurrency is there's a lot of tribalism out there with respect to the different cryptocurrencies. And I run the Boulder Blockchain Meetup here in Colorado, and we get everyone from Wall Street types to Burning Man types and everywhere in between. We get Bitcoin maximalists, we get Ethereum maximalists, and even some people who are into Litecoin. I like to spend a lot less time on Twitter arguing about which cryptocurrency is the best, and I like to just focus on building. And Ethereum has 30x the developers that the next largest cryptocurrency smart contract platform has. And I think with that kind of scale and that kind of maturity in Ethereum, it was just a no-brainer to build the network on Ethereum.
And it also makes sense, I guess, to not use Bitcoin, because now the per transaction cost is up to like $15 or something now, and that probably wouldn't let people have small payouts for things, right?
Yeah, I mean, it ebbs and flows, and I think Bitcoin Cash is doing some work on this to be the Bitcoin currency, whereas Bitcoin is apparently moving into this niche where it's a store of value. It's kind of like digital gold, where you can invest in it, and you can be sure that there's only going to be a limited supply because of the cryptographic proofs and the way the system is designed, and so it sort of occupies that niche. But more recently, I've actually seen that the Bitcoin transaction fees have gone down to only a couple cents, and I'm not sure it completely fits into the narrative of what I just said. These things are alpha software, so they're ebbing and flowing. Mm-hmm. What I will say is that Bitcoin was a trailblazer in blockchain. It was the first one. But I find myself increasingly enamored with Vitalik Buterin, the founder of Ethereum's vision, and with the amount of pragmatic developer attention and enthusiasm there is in the Ethereum space.